files. The LSB voted in favor of an investigative committee to convene in order to review the allegations concerning Bill Crozier, hear testimony, and decide on whether or not there was enough evidence to recommend a trial. After two investigative hearings, the investigative committee did their due diligence and voted unanimously for a trial based on testimony and evidence that was brought forth concerning the actions of Bill Crozier. The allegations against Bill Crozier are serious, and the LSB has the right to hear and address those allegations. Bill Crozier also has the right to defend himself. But the LSB needs to vote on whether or not they would like to hear this testimony and review the evidence for themselves. However, one of the many narratives being put forth is that seeking clarification, addressing irregularities and perhaps illegal activities is a poor direction to take in these times of financial crises. It seems to me that the control of the narrative and national board by a faction of members has created a black hole where truth, justice, and integrity spiral. There are no checks and balances, and not pursuing a trial is to become complicit to the continuation of unfairness and injustices going unchecked. Asking for information is not destructive behavior as currently being pointed out. Asking members of this station to come and witness the use of these methods that are patently unfair on the surface, but deep down more damaging than we could imagine, is not politics, but it is the right thing to do. And once we dig down to the roots of the information gathered, including hearing testimony under oath from these individuals and Mr. Crozier, who, by the way, is entitled to a defense, we can evaluate the evidence and make a decision as to Mr. Crozier's innocence or guilt. A trial will help us see the patterns of practice that have brought us to this point. Assessing the whole of the practice and not just taking one person's word over another. If someone has nothing to hide, why would anyone not want to know the truth that can be vetted with both an investigation and a trial? Much of what was heard in these hearings showed a potential pattern of practice that included abuse and unfairness, but more, these patterns show a lack of checks and balances as well as a considerable lack of transparency. We did not get here overnight. Instead, these patterns of practice are being clearly illuminated with a history of problems that has not gone unnoticed, but has been allowed to go unchecked. An analogy that was used recently for me was the cover-up of athletes who were accused of actions, mostly against women, but were allowed to go free or unchecked because of their ability to win a game. And now we're saying this needs to go unchecked because we are in crisis. But part of this investigation is showing that this crisis was brought on by actions that border on irregular, if not illegal, actions. So it is with this that I ask you, each member of the board, to allow the trial of Bill Crozier to go forth 30 days or more from this date, and that his participation as an LSB member be suspended until trial. I reserve the rest of my time.
Each member of the board, is there someone who would like to speak first in asking PK a one-minute question, and she will be entitled to a one-minute answer?
That's not the most productive way to carry this out. I got a problem. The rest of you should have the same problem. Basically, I got two people trying to save my ass, two forces. I don't know if they can, but I'm like Don. I care about this station, using it. I use it to further my politics, to further my knowledge. I use it. And I don't know how I can square this circle. PK is talking more about moral courage than a lot of people, including people that were expecting a long time ago. I don't know how to square this circle, and no matter how valuable I find BK in my life, I can't figure out what to do about what he's talking about. And I really don't know how to do that.
Your time is up.
Jesus Christ, man. That's what's wrong with this station. This worshiping of the rules and no passion to do shit.
Jim Krafka, we're going to go this way. Everyone will get 1 minute. And PK, do you wish to respond to... okay.
So you please do. You talked about the need for a trial. But can you address the reason for the suspension?
To not continue to do more damage.
Question asked and answered.
Yeah.
Elaine?
Okay. I was on the group that did the investigation, and I voted to possibly take it to trial. And at that point, I had questions. And when we finally allowed Bill to talk to us and explain things, he answered the questions that I had so that I no longer felt that he had done anything that deserved a trial or removal from this board. So I would definitely now vote against it. I don't think we have any proof of anything he did. We had a lot of emotions and a lot of accusations, and he answered a lot of those questions.
Point of information.
Yes.
What are we doing right now? Are we speaking for and against the motion?
It's right on the agenda, and we are, each member of the LSB will be given the opportunity to ask one minute question. The representative of the investigative committee will be given 1 minute to reply.
Well, then, Teddy, can I suggest that we actually ask questions and not
I can't
comments?
Control that.
Okay.
PK, do you wish to respond to what Elaine just said?
Well, yes. It wasn't really a question, but I kind of figured that would happen because it boils down to you believe him and you don't believe some of the people there. But under oath, Bill needs to answer these questions. I disagree with you that your believing him is a reason for him not to go to trial.
What if he can't?
Wait, no back and forth. Deb.
I have no questions at this time.
Mike?
I'll pass.
Okay, I'm going to let people come around a second time. Jerry?
Yes, PK, if, as Cliff said, there's two things, you know, the extreme financial problems and the issue of Obadike and whether Bill was legal or even wise to do what he did. If Bill were to reinstate Obadike, would there be a need for trial?
Yes. That's why I gave you the motion. The motion dealt with five areas. That Bill has engaged in actions by intentionally providing falsehoods to discredit those individuals who are a threat to or disagree with him in the factional group he hopes to create or is a part of. He has not shown fiduciary responsibility regarding the hiring of individuals who have been shown to be detrimental to KPFT, all without benefit of transparency to KPFT business office and the interim general manager. Has shown his contempt for this body, KPFT, as a foundation, but not adhering to policies and procedures as it relates to the hiring and firing of employees. Has used corporate funds to benefit his friends and associates to the detriment of KPFT and the Cisco Foundation. And has continually supported individuals who are divisive and destructive to this body, KPFT and the foundation, to dismantle the current work being done to heal and build cohesiveness and collaborations that will benefit the health and well-being of the station and the foundation. And may I add one other thing? I made this long before, a couple of days before he fired Obadike. I made it based on other things that were happening.
Thank you. Deb?
Yes, sir.
No. Mike?
I'll pass.
Okay. Jerry, was that your question? I'm sorry.
That was my question.
I'm sorry.
Question.
Anissa?
I have nothing.
Susie?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Adrian?
One thing that I find slightly disconcerting is there was a vote to have an investigative committee convened to review the material and the evidence that was delivered to us and make a decision. And we were entrusted with that decision. Now, the vote was unanimous. Perhaps one member of our unanimous vote has decided that there shouldn't be a trial. But the rest of us, and if you trust us to do our due diligence, to give you our honest opinion on what we reviewed, on the evidence that was shown, then allow the trial to continue, to take place, because you will then also be privy to this information and be able to make decisions for yourself on the validity of it. So I don't see the point in entrusting us to do this and then, I mean, why bother? Why bother entrusting us to listen to
your time is up?
PK,
do you wish to respond? Okay. Bob Gartner, you have a question or comment?
No.
Okay. Robert Mark?
Yes. Susan.
I'm sorry.
I pass.
Robert Mark?
Yes. In light of the fact that the bylaws of Pacifica and the express policy determination by the PNB forbids this body from any kind of temporary suspension, how do you justify taking a vote on that?
I justify it by the fact, I mean, we can ask and we can look at it.
Wait, there's a point of information.
Can we, whenever we reference bylaws or standing rules, cite them and give us a way to find them?
That's essentially a point of parliamentary inquiry, and I too would like to ask Mr. Mark to reference the section of the bylaws that addresses what you've just said. But while you're looking that up, I guess, Rhonda, would you like to ask a question or make a statement? 1 minute.
No, thank you.
Okay. Casey?
For those of us who have been lost in the last few months, can you just outline the process that you went through to come to this meeting and what the process will be if we choose to go forward in a trial, what a trial means, so everyone has a common understanding of what would happen?
Well, the investigation was really to hear testimony, and we could ask questions, yeah, but mostly it was to take testimony and then to talk to
evidence
and then to make a determination whether or not it warranted going to trial. A trial would be similar in some ways, but it would be taking testimony under oath. Bill would have the opportunity to defend himself as well as to have representation in defending him. But then we would go where no man has ever gone before, and that is to vet the information that was said emotionally, supposedly, but to vet that information with proof, with more substantial ways of vetting it. You know, we may have to ask the business office for a check or whatever, but it's the kind of thing that he gets to now address those things. And it was a lot of testimony for to be said that he's addressed those things.
Time is up. Okay. Venicia. Wally?
Yes. You keep talking about how it was unanimous. I would have been at that second meeting, but my mother was in serious, she was close to dying. And I contacted you, PK, and let you know that. So you're saying, yeah, it was unanimous, but you know that if I'd have been there, I wouldn't have voted for that.
Wally, I understood that. But we were with who we were left. Bob wasn't there, and I was Ron Gardner. And I know that you probably would have voted differently against it. And that's the whole point of an investigative committee, was that you would have had a chance. Look, you know that first meeting that we had, when we didn't have time to talk about it, and I could have done a vote, I did not. So I think I stand by my integrity with the fact that you were unable to be there. And as you know, I care about you. And I cared about what was happening with your mother, and I've asked you about it since then. But don't use that right now as a way to say, if you had been there, that would have changed the committee's vote. It just would not have been unanimous.
Your time is up. Who passed and would like to speak as we go a second time around? Anyone?
I'm going to speak.
We're limiting. I don't know.
You point of order.
Yes, sir.
You established by voting on your little thing that he can talk on his time.
Okay. Jeff?
I just have a question. Was Bill allowed to give testimony in this hearing?
No, he was not.
So he wasn't asked.
He could have given testimony. He wasn't. I mean, I gave him permission to get testimony. What he wanted to do was to sit and listen to the testimony of others. But that's not the way that works. Because if he had been in there, people may not have said anything. There's a lot of fear that goes on with the power that he wields. And so he was able to speak. He chose not to.
I would like to allow Bill to make a one-minute statement and PK to respond to it. Is there any objection to that?
Yes, I have.
You don't want to allow him to speak?
No, I want to allow everybody to speak. I'm getting a little tired of your energy.
Okay, well, let's address that. I will extend the time if the body wishes to. But can we address letting Mr. Crozier?
You can do it any order you want to.
Okay, Bill, you have 1 minute.
You know, I supported the motion to do this investigation because I said I wanted to get this cleared up and get it out in the open. And then I find that the committee's meeting in secret. The meetings are not noticed for anybody. If you don't already know what the meeting's about, you just kind of have to know because you know somebody there. And then I was also promised that I would get the report because so that I could refute what our allegations were. I've still got no report, absolutely no report at all. All I know is what's on here, which is filled with a bunch of really vague things. But I'd still like to know the specifics. How am I supposed to refute anything if you won't tell me what it is? This is really kind of insulting. And, you know, it's like this guilty until proven innocent, you know, idea. Meanwhile, you know, some of you obviously invited your friends to come in and tell the committee anything they wanted to say. And how would I even know what they're going to say? So, and I don't need to know their names or who said what, but it just seems really strange that, you know, I was promised an opportunity to see this report that I guess the rest of you had, and I don't have it, and it's about me. And how am I supposed to refute any of the allegations? All I can do is guess at what they are based on the unique things here.
Your time is up. PK?
If we go to trial, you will be provided with all the information that we have. It will be done. It's the same as a grand jury. A grand jury, you cannot sit in the grand jury and discuss things. It's similar in nature. I mean, you know, the patterns of practice for going to trial, the investigation, and the actual trial, you will be provided with everything.
Well, I have the same amount of time that you've had.
Bill, you're out of order.
Bill, your whole narrative is to disparage and distract. One of the problems that I really have a problem with you about. But let's get this clear. I am not out to get you. I am out to save the station, just as you say. And maybe there's this slippery slope that you started off with the right intentions, but that the end justifies the means. I am doing this through the way we're supposed to do it. And you're trying to give the narrative that somehow what I'm doing is nefarious in nature. And it is not, and I resent it.
I would like to, I'm going to go back to Cliff in just a moment. On page 656, line 34, it says in all cap types, confidential investigation by committee. And then it says a committee whose members are selected for known integrity and good judgment conducts a confidential investigation, including a reasonable attempt to interview the accused to determine whether to recommend that further action, including the preferring of charges if necessary, is warranted. Cliff, how much time would you like?
Two minutes? I'm still stuck with a problem, and nobody's addressing that. The station is going to go down the tubes if I keep doing it the way you and others have been doing it. I got to change something. Something has to change. If PK can show me how what she's talking about, the moral issue, I'm all for it, because I don't want to slam anybody. But this has to be done. We have to save the station economically. We've got to save it more one way than another. But then PK makes this case, and it's beautiful. But I can't get away from where I'm heading for. I don't trust these people who have been in control of Pacifica in 1971 when you weren't damn around it, and I was. I can't trust you to do the same thing. I mean, all of you, you've been doing the same thing over and over and over. That's the kind of example of insanity. I mean, when I was talking to a young man who just appeared on the scene in Tennessee, and well, that's not true. He's been around, just not in my field of vision. We agreed on something about how what was important to us. This station is important to me, not the building, the moral issues that gave me the courage to deal with my life when I didn't really have the courage. We have to do something. If we don't want to, we have to sell something. When you're broke and you don't have enough money for food, you're forced to sell something. I'm good.
PK?
He asked me to address this, and the reason I didn't, because I wanted to hear more of what others had to say. But let me just say this. I think that I have never stopped raising money for KPFT, even though some of the things have not been credited that I have brought to KPFT. I still think that we can raise enough money over the next few weeks, even, to give us a head start. And they're right here in the room with us. These are people that they don't come out of the goodness of their hearts. They come because they want to know if they can be a part of making things better. But this division has given away the membership that we've had all these years. And as we started to bring more membership back, that wasn't the case. We need to show that we are going to look into things, that it's going to be transparent. And in being transparent, are you all ready to help me raise some money?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Because we can do it. We can do it, but the divisiveness only allows a certain amount of people to do it.
And we're talking about serious money.
We're talking serious money. You think serious money? That's a serious money man right there. Whereas, there are serious money people who have relationships with other people, but we've been cast out.
Robert Mark.
Yeah, I would like to move the division of the question.
That's
already divided.
Yes.
Can I want a clarification?
Request for information?
Yeah. When you said we've been, your very last sentence, you said we've been cast out. Is that what you said?
I did.
I mean, okay, so by who?
By Larry Winters, by the change in programming.
Okay,
you know, there's a lot more to it. If you want to know specifics, I can give you
that. No. That's why I just wanted to. That was
fine. I'm going to actually turn this into three questions. If the first one doesn't pass, then the others become moot. But the first question is whether or not we are going to have a trial. If so, then the second question would be using a technique called filling blanks to set the date for that trial. And then the third question is letter B at the bottom of this motion. So,
what is that?
To suspend Crozier as an LSB member, a member of the PNB, and as an officer of the foundation until the outcome of said trial. That requires a two-thirds vote for approval. The first two will only require a majority vote.
Did he get his? Did you get your little quote?
Well, we got some of it. Article 5, Section 7, removal of directors. That is freestanding. Does not allow for temporary removal of a director.
What does it say?
But
Article
5. How many times do I have to read this, Ted? We've heard it over and over.
I want to read along with you.
Consistent with applicable law, any director shall be removed from the position of director and cease to be a director upon the occurrence of any one of the following, and I'll skip to the relevant one. D, upon a fair and reasonable determination by two-thirds vote of all the directors on the board, excluding the director in question, after a review of the facts that said director has exhibited conduct that is adverse to the best interests of the foundation.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's what the PNB would do. The next point that applies to us is E, upon the two-thirds vote of the delegates present and voting, but not less than a majority of all the delegates of the radio station that elected said director, excluding the vote of the director in question, that said director has exhibited conduct that is adverse to the best interest of the foundation, or in the case of an affiliate representative or at-large director, upon the vote of the delegates from a minimum of three
or four.
Point of order. State your point.
Motions of the PNB cannot override our bylaws. And secondly, in Robert's Rules, page 662, lines 25 to 30, which we did make Robert Mark aware of last time when he contended this was not legal, is very clearly states that it is legal for us to do this. So go ahead and read it if you want me to read it.
Robert's Rules do not supersede the bylaws, nor do they supersede the policy of the Board of Directors, which Ms. LaViolette is obviously aware of because she cursed me for having supposedly sponsored.
They do not supersede it.
I want,
we're about to move this way. Our bylaws do not refer to something, Robert's Rules becomes the bylaws.
Adrian, this whole issue becomes moot if the first item does not pass. So I'm going to call for a roll call vote on Roman numeral 8A1A, a motion to move to trial, not yet setting the date, but just the first half of A1A.
Can we wait until Jerry Lynch gets back in?
He is back in. Anissa Faruqi.
Yes.
Okay. Adrian LaViolette.
Yes.
Is this to have you?
This is to have a trial, not yet setting a date, just whether we are going to have a trial. It requires a majority vote. Jerry Lynch.
No, it doesn't. Requires a two-thirds vote.
To have a trial,
yes.
It only requires a majority vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're correct. I apologize.
Susie Moreno.
Yes. Did you get Larry?
Yes.
Jerry.
Jerry,
yes.
Jerry.
Susan Radwin.
Yes.
Larry's not here.
Deb Shafto.
No.
Elaine Duncan.
No.
Jim Krafka.
No.
Robert Mark.
No.
P.K. McCary.
Yes.
Casey Sinclair.
Yes.
Benicia Williams.
No.
Rhonda Garner.
No.
Mike Lewis.
No.
Cliff Smith.
Nobody's doing me. You know, I see no board members at the station trying to raise money. You're never there. I'm always there. They even know where I sit or don't sit. I can't. You're making it so oversimplified. I got it. So what am I supposed to say? Throw the station in the toilet until the trial's over? But everybody knows what I'm saying. It's really difficult. And yes, PK, I know you can raise some money. You got supreme artistic skills, but I've got this problem. Can I?
Yes.
Something happens to you, can I save the station?
This is a vote.
Vote your conscience, well, for the vote.
I'm a black man in a room full of white people running a white station. My conscience.
Do you wish to pass?
No, I can't pass on things. Not anymore, that's what's wrong. I passed on you too much.
Can you repeat the question, Ted?
No, I don't need nobody in this person. I'm sorry, I think what he was doing was making a bad joke. Do I think he should be tried? No, and I told other people that. But
repeat the question.
I can't pass.
Trial is only to hear information.
I can't do this to people that are trying to save the station. I can't just slap them in the face. And I can't walk away from it. And I can't let women who find their lives made uncomfortable by. I can't. So what am I supposed to do? Vote my conscience.
Yes or no?
Maybe I think it's time to go someplace else. Because this is getting to be too vicious. I think he has to stand from.
Yes. Is it yes or no?
Yes. Here's what I said. He said yes.
He needs to stand for us, so that is yes. Robert Gardner.
Yes.
Wally James.
No.
And
was the question we were on this?
Huh?
I'm sorry. What's the question we're trying to answer now?
Whether or not we are going to have a trial
for who?
Bill Crozier. Do you wish to change your vote?
No.
Okay.
And whose trial is first?
That's not the question right now. It's just whether we're going to have a trial. And I vote yes.
You forgot to call me. I get the vote.
I don't think you do on this matter.
Yes, I do. I think you have the right to trial.
No.
Why
point of parliamentary procedure, Mr. Chair, you voted in votes that were in direct relation to you. So please be consistent in your rulings and your decisions.
Well, you can incorporate the bylaws that say you can't vote, but not incorporate the bylaws that say two-thirds.
So what do we do if somebody tells us we're going to go to court for our decision about that? Yeah, I don't think we're going to figure out something we ain't figured out.
It's a motion. It's a motion we're voting. Do I get to vote on motions?
Not on one that directly involves you,
but you voted on
yours.
Yes, you did.
It's not going to affect.
Okay, it's not going to affect the vote anyhow. So I'm going to provisionally, because I don't think it's right, but I'm going to check Robert's rules, and we'll pursue this at some other time. But Bill, you vote?
I vote no.
Okay. So the vote in favor: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Those opposed: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There will be a trial. Okay. Now, the approach of I will take suggestions from the body, and you might want to write these down yourself. The first one to get a majority vote will be the one that will determine the date of the trial. And so, 30 days from today is the earliest date that that trial will take place. If I get somebody who's got... we don't need that.
Okay.
30 days from today is what date? Can anyone help me?
You don't have to tell me what we're going to do. I know it.
The 10th.
Uh-oh. And you don't threaten me either. Uh-oh.
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 I know my enemies when I see them.
So
we need
to check when
the bill
is going to be here. No, we don't. I don't think we're
talking about
the
bill.
We're
really going to vote. Okay, I can talk to this issue.
Now, I'm not sure we've had a judge. We got five votes. Not here at the meeting.
November 14th.
Yeah. I just don't think anybody's thinking this is.
November the 11th, is that what you said?
I have the 10th, because today is the 11th. That would
be 31. Okay, so the earliest date is November the 10th. And do I have any other dates after that people wish to propose?
I object. Why can't we have a date before that? Why can't we get on with it?
If you're gonna try to...
Seriously, why do we have to wait until then?
Because
y'all are trying to suspend him as a national board member.
You can't do that. The national board will...
Point of order. Your point is well taken. Robert, I would appreciate it if you would just... 30 days is the requirement in both the Pacifica bylaws and in Robert's Rules of Order. That is the earliest date this trial can be held. Do I have any other suggested dates besides November the 10th?
Not a Friday.
And what day of the week is that?
Friday night.
It's a Friday. Okay.
What date did you pick?
I haven't picked a date. I'm taking nominations, essentially.
Well, what was the 10th?
November the 10th.
Yeah.
Do we have any other suggested dates?
15. Do we get to decide if we want to do it on a Friday?
Wednesday.
Do you want to offer another date?
Wednesday the 15th.
Wednesday, November the 15th.
Are there any questions?
Well, it's possible after 30 days. It's as quick as possible. Wally, do you have a date you want to suggest?
Wednesday the 15th is fine.
Well, any other dates? Does anyone else? Bill Crozier, do you have any dates that you would...
Well, I'm probably going to be in New York sometime in November, and I don't know when yet, so just schedule it whenever you want, and if I'm not here, you can have it without me.
Susie?
No. 17th?
Friday, November the 17th?
Right.
Are there any others? We have...
How about Sunday the 19th?
Sunday the 19th.
You love Sunday meetings.
No.
3 o'clock.
Mr. Chair, please let's not go on the weekend.
We'll vote on this. Do you understand that, Rhonda?
No.
The first one that gets a majority, and we have a total of 19 people voting.
And that's 4 days is enough, right?
So, yeah, we're going to go to a vote. The first one that gets 10 or more votes will be the date we are selecting, and I'm going to go from the soonest to the latest. Okay, so I'm presuming 7 p.m. on Friday night, November the 10th. All of these will be, except for a Sunday, which would be, I guess, 3 in the afternoon. Other than that, they will all be 7 p.m.
So you're giving us days. Which
and I'm telling you now it will be starting at 7 p.m. So, with that in mind, Friday night, November the 10th, all those who prefer that date, please raise your hands. One, can you hold them up high, please? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. 8. Okay. Okay.
Friday the 10th, 7 p.m. 5.
That's
9. Did you just...
She said
9?
Yes.
And I added my vote. That is it. The 10th. Friday, November the 10th. Okay. All right.
We haven't added a 9 to
4 now,
I feel like
there is a motion to suspend Mr. Crozier as an LSB member, a member of the PNB, and as an officer of the Pacifica Foundation until the outcome of said trial. This does not remove him as a member of this body. It just suspends his authority.
He's
to
be in New York doing what he needs to do.
No, he doesn't know. And the bylaws,
make him stay here.
The rules state that if the accused cannot be present on the date that is selected, the trial will go on without that person being present.
No, he'd still be doing this job.
We are now voting on whether or not, well, actually, there's a motion to. PK, would you like to speak, or any member of the committee, on suspending Mr. Crozier's rights as a member of this body, the National Board, and as an officer of the foundation?
Was that in writing before?
Yes.
Where?
Yeah.
In tonight's agenda.
That's not what it says.
It says 8A1, a motion to suspend Crozier. I just read that.
You don't have to have her explain the reading.
Do you wish to speak to this motion, or should we go to a vote?
No, we'll go around.
Can I suggest an amendment to the motion? Is that okay?
I thought this came from the committee. I don't think it's appropriate to amend it at this point.
You can amend.
Of course it is. Can you allow?
I guess it's up to the body whether it's going to amend the motion.
I'd like to amend the motion.
First, make your amendment, and then if it gets a second, you can speak to it.
Okay. I would like to amend the motion that instead of removing him from the PNB and the LSB, that we simply
remove his LSB rights, his voting rights, pending the outcome of the trial.
Is there a second?
Point of information. So he would be just.
Wait, Jerry. First, motions. The amendment has been made. It has been seconded. Now you can ask a question.
Okay.
Not making a statement.
My question is. So he would be removed from voting on LSB matters, but not the PMV.
Correct. And that is really in accordance with Robert's rules. To be honest, and I want to be fair, we are allowed to suspend his voting rights as an LSB member, but I do not, in my interpretation of it, I do not believe that we have a right to suspend his PMV rights. So I amended to be fair, and there you go.
This requires a two-thirds vote to pass?
No, majority.
Would you please read to me where you come up with that?
Well, it's everywhere. I mean, okay. It's just a motion, and so therefore it's not. There are very few exceptions that require the two thirds, and this does not require the two thirds. I mean,
where is the quote?
Well, okay, we can pause until we find it, but.
I think we should be logical. We have to be able to allow the board
for any amendment of a motion
to deal with economic realities. He has to be able to do his job. You can't cut that under him because it cuts us. Cuts KPFC.
Who's the vice chair of the
team? Right, Ted, I'm just amending a motion. Whenever does that require a two-thirds vote to amend
the
motion?
Okay, your amendment, you're right about the amendment, but the overall motion.
Right.
Who's the vice chair of the team?
The overall amendment.
The motion to suspend his rights pending outcome of a trial. Pending the outcome of a trial, is that what you're talking about? Does that require the two-thirds vote? No. Majority. I don't know the whole book.
It says, may I read this?
Please.
The basic requirement for approval of an action is the majority vote. However, the following situations require a two-thirds stand-up vote for approval. Notice that all these motions rob the individual of its rights. As a compromise between the rights of the individual and the rights of the assembly or two-thirds vote.
And I found it in Robert's Rules as well now. It's page 115.
115?
Yeah, 115. These amendments must be seconded and debatable and are adopted by a majority vote.
Oh, what it does, amend or rescind the Constitution, bylaws, or agenda, amend or rescind something already adopted, suspend the orders of the day. So it's a majority vote.
Page 115. My God.
Let me just point out to you, this is not addressing it specifically, but on page 668.
We're not taking away a member.
This is investigation and trial.
We're not taking away a membership.
I understand that. I just want you to know that there are cases in this particular matter. I just need to read one sentence. For expulsion, a two-thirds vote is required. So it does. There are occurrences where a two-thirds vote is required.
This is
just
suspending
rights.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's different from removing me, because if I can't vote, I just write it while I'm sitting here. It seems to be equivalent to removing me if I can't vote, pending the trial.
It's suspending privileges, pending the outcome of the trial. You're not removed from the LSB.
Well, it's the same thing.
Where are we in our process? Once you're removed from the LSB,
you may be ruling. You want to challenge the ruling of the chair.
It's all shout.
Adrian.
What?
You want to challenge the ruling of the chair?
I'm sorry, but I think that it takes two-thirds to suspend Crozier's rights as a member.
It says it right here.
You want to challenge?
You're reading.
Can we just vote on the amendment first?
You have to raise your hand.
We haven't even voted on the amendment.
Okay, there's an amendment, and this will require a majority vote, and this is to remove the clause in here about being a member of the PNB and as an officer of the foundation. Okay, that only requires a majority vote. All those in, is there any discussion on this item? Okay, all those in favor. Again, it's a majority vote.
You have to think about what you do want to have. It's so slamming the bail is because you believe in it. This is not a simple thing you do.
If he's following up, there's no
vote. All those in favor of separating out and allowing Mr. Crozier to remain a member of the PNB and as an officer of the foundation, please raise your hand. This is separating that,
your part out,
removing that. This would mean that he could remain.
You don't want to give him the ability to keep his office.
Yes, this would. If you vote yes, he stays on the national board and he stays on. As an officer of the foundation.
But just so we understand, Ted, does this mean we're voting on suspending his...
No, we are just separating out the last two...
It seems like to me you're cutting this really fine character.
Are you voting on the amendment?
Yes.
Trying to.
Her
amendment is to allow him to stay on the national board and to remain as an officer of the foundation.
But he already had
more information.
And not to, and we will address the question of whether he can retain
it. No, my amendment,
yes,
as you do not understand it, I'm sorry, is that we separate the two, correct, but that his privileges be suspended pending the outcome of the trial solely on the LSB.
Oh, is that an amendment, or are you saying that's what's required?
She's explaining this to Ted again.
That's what he just said.
I'm amending PK's original motion because it went beyond the scope of what we were able to actually accomplish.
Okay.
Madam Secretary, do you have that motion?
No. I don't have it in writing. Who made it?
It's not in writing.
If I were to say, I'm trying to be clear on this, and I really prefer motions and amendments in writing, if I say that he will be able to retain his voting rights on the national board and as and retain his position as an officer of the foundation. Is that not what you are saying?
Yes, and...
Well, let's just deal with the yes part.
No.
Then we'll vote on the separate matter.
No, because that will throw everything into a spin that we really want to avoid, Ted.
She's pointed at me.
In the interest of my own motion...
I know you said we...
Why?
Let him write it out, and then you can read what she writes.
Thank you.
Point of information. So if he's suspended from the LSB in terms of voting, and he's on the PNB, because he's an LSB member, there's no conflict?
No, because we just took his voting rights away. He's still a member of the board.
In other words, November 8th, he cannot vote. That's a good one. He can come in here and say that he cannot vote on November 8th on these important matters. And then we'll be in December.
Ted, please watch the time.
I'm waiting for the amendment, and then we can move forward.
We're not going to talk about the budget. We're not going to talk about the
2.1 million dollars. By the way, folks, the trial, according to Roberts, that will be the only item on the agenda on the date of November the 10th. No other items will be brought forward.
And when you're going to explain the format to all the parties involved?
Yes, and I am asked, and she has accepted, KC will serve as the judge for this trial, correct?
Yeah, I'll need to know what that means.
Cliff, you sit there for moment after moment after moment saying nothing. Now you tell me it's 10 o'clock? How much time do you waste just by not saying something?
Can we hear from the cab while we're waiting for this?
Would the body like to hear from the Community Advisory Board? Is there any objection to a report from Marion Martinez?
Can we finish this person?
So you do object?
Yes.
Requires a continuing third vote. I'm not here from the cab.
We need to finish by March 9th.
Yeah, we're over
Bill Crozier will retain his rights on the PNB, but his voting rights will be suspended pending the outcome of the trial on the LSB. That is your motion?
Just an amendment. That's an amendment to make it, right?
Yes.
It strikes me as this is a substitute motion, that if it passes, that resolves the matter. If it doesn't pass, it resolves the matter.
No, if it passes, then we vote on the motion and
yeah.
You want to make an amendment, it's that majority, but if you want to actually pass it at the same time, it's two thirds.
If I accept the amendment, does that mean then that we have to have two-thirds vote?
Two-thirds in any case.
Two-thirds vote is only if you're going to throw somebody out. We're not throwing anybody out. It's a majority vote.
Just ask if there's an objection to the amendment. Let's move on.
Okay. Is this all one amendment?
Yeah.
Okay, here is. Okay, it has been moved to amend the motion to state Bill Crozier will retain his rights on the PNB, but his voting rights will be suspended pending the outcome of his trial on the LSB. And this, I am going to rule, requires a majority vote. All those in favor of Bill Crozier retaining his rights on the PNB, but losing his voting rights pending the outcome of the trial, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed?
Whoa.
One.
Susie.
One. Okay, so the motion passes. The amendment passes. And now I'm not clear on what the revised motion is and what we are voting on. So it passed.
Yes.
And that settles the matter? That was an amendment. Adrian, what is the motion now as... You said it's an amendment. It's a separate... It's really a... Is everyone clear that this is what we just now passed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
If you combine them, it's two-thirds. You got to keep them separate.
We are now to...
That I challenge a rule. If you keep them together, you have to go with the two-thirds. If you separate them, now we can do the majority again. You amended, you made an amendment to cross this off. Now
you're appealing the decision of the chair?
Yeah.
Okay, is there a second to the appeal of the decision of the chair? Okay, the appeal is moved. We are now moving to the motion from Adrian LaViolette on behalf of the investigative committee, focusing on Robert Mark.
Point of order, Casey was not here when we voted. And in the interest of fairness, and Jim supported me on this, can we retake that vote?
No, no, we are. It passed overwhelmingly. It doesn't want to affect the outcome.
It passed by one vote. It did not pass overwhelmingly.
You
passed
11-1.
Yeah, it did. Not on that vote.
Let's talk about the vote on wrong vote.
I'm talking about the very beginning, Jim, when we voted on Lars.
Mr. Chairman, to that point of
order, say.
Point of order.
Okay, we decided
that roll call had not been taken.
Okay,
right.
It had, but it's now 9:30, and we have it's past 9:30.
That's a quick one.
It's 9:55, and we have.
We agreed to the cap.
Well. I am going to...
Mr. Chair, point of privilege, which might save us a whole lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
My point of privilege is I'm going to ask everybody here to vote that I go on trial. I'm going to ask that the trial not be on the 11th because that's my wedding anniversary, plus it's the night after Bill's trial, and I think we'll all be exhausted. But on the other 2 dates, either one of them is fine with me. So I would just ask everybody to not object to the setting of the trial on one of those 2 days.
We're on the Lars vote, though, order today.
No,
we're on the Lars vote.
Well,
you asked for the Lars
vote. Sure. Can we do both?
Let's do the Lars vote.
Yes.
Yeah, just, let's go ahead.
And let me.
Ted, don't delay. Let's do both really quick, please.
We're at 9:30, which is order suspension. And I am going to allow the vote on the resignation of Lars and the ascension of Joseph Davis to become a member of this body.
One of the privileges
purposes of getting to vote is showing up on time. So if we're going to talk about Bill having a privilege to vote, it's a privilege. So the people who didn't make it to the meeting on time lost their privilege to vote. Please consider that, Mr. Chair.
Rhonda's statement as an appeal from the decision of the chair, and the body will decide whether or not we are going to allow for Lars' resignation to stand and for Joseph Davis to ascend to the board. Now, if you believe that that the ruling of the chair that this matter can be dealt with now, you should vote in favor of the ruling of the chair. If you object and agree with what Rhonda is saying, then you will vote against the ruling of the chair. All those in favor, by a show of hands. What? The appeal from the decision of the
chair is debatable.
It is now 9:05.
We already voted on this. You're trying to let people who came in late vote. It's really not appropriate. It was clearly quorum because you counted the vote. So this is out of order.
Okay, that's your argument. Anybody else want to speak to this?
Just hold the vote.
I'm going to speak to it.
The point that was made that we should not vote for it is because we should give him a chance to see that we're a better board. Well, tonight we proved we're not. So I would like to vote again and
I call the question.
There's, everyone has a chance to speak once on the ruling of the chair. Yep. Robert Mark, do you wish to speak?
Yes. Was there a motion made, seconded, and approved to rescind the earlier vote?
No.
I don't think you can just do it. I think someone has to make
just
that
voting
motion.
Yes, you can.
I did make that motion.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to rescind the previous vote on Lars.
Okay. I second it.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded to rescind the previous vote on not accepting the resignation of Lars.
It's 10 o'clock.
Can you?
I'm going to extend this meeting until
10 o'clock.
Orders of the day. Orders of the day. Let's vote on Lars.
Don't require voting.
Let's vote on Lars. Let's go.
No, point of order, you have to be on the approval side to vote.
Let's vote on Mars. Let's vote. Orders of the day.
To be on the prevailing side.
Prevailing side.
We have an interim motion and a second. To vote on Mars.
Okay. All right. We are. Okay.
It's a motion to rescind.
So we're going to vote.
Okay. All those in favor of rescinding the previous.
The motion's out of order because you have to be you have to be on the prevailing side of a vote to move to rescind.
And Jim was on the prevailing side.
I was the second.
Okay. All those in favor of rescinding the previous vote on not accepting the resignation of. You're out of order.
Clear what's on the floor, but there is no motion on the floor. Who made the motion?
We're not going to get anything done in the time we have left.
I second the
name.
She made the motion.
He was on the negative.
What?
Oh, okay.
And then you made it.
Oh, see.
Okay.
Okay.
All those in favor of rescinding the previous vote on the resignation of Lars, please raise your hands.
I challenge the ruling of the chair. I second
the motion. I thought you seconded the motion.
I seconded the motion. Somebody has to make the motion. So there's no
Orders of the day. Mr. Chair, orders of the day.
Adrian, yes.
Mr. Marr, one of two hasten the situation.
No, that's not on the floor. That's not on the floor. Lars is on the floor.
Let's extend Lars by 2 minutes.
No.
And vote on this so that Mr. Marr can have his trial date. And let's forget about the Lars thing because there's too much chaos.
There's already motion.
That's what difference does it make if it's taken up at the very first of the next meeting at 10 o'clock tonight or at the end of this meeting?
Well, the impact is that Joseph Davis will not be able to participate in the, he will not be a member of this body for the purposes of the trial of Bill Crozier.
What are you talking about? The trial is after the next meeting.
And Mr. Dark has already.
Is that the same Joseph Davis that came up with?
We already adjourned.
Our next meeting is November the 15th, if I'm not mistaken, correct? It's been moved and seconded to extend the time.
I made a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Long before that. No.
Okay. All right. All those in favor of adjourning, please raise your hand. All those opposed to adjournment, please raise your hands. All those opposed to adjournment.
Opposed to chair, you are confused.
One. Bob Gardner, are you voting? Two.
Did you vote to adjourn?
Are you voting to adjourn? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. It's a tie vote.
Eight.
We are not adjourned. Okay, now, on the motion regarding Lars.
No, just
yes, Lars
forget
is
it.
On the floor.
I didn't have the right to do it, apparently Jim.
Point of information. They're appealing it.
Yes.
Do I have the right to do it?
Yes.
It is supposed to be someone on the prevailing side. Now, Robert, I mean, Jim Kraska could make the motion.
I'll carry the motion. I believe Joseph should have the rights.
Okay. Is there a second to rescinding the previous motion? Okay. It's seconded. Okay. So the question is on whether or not we will rescind the previous motion on the seating of.
Can you ask for silence? I can't hear it.
The issue is on accepting the resignation of Lars. I can't think of his last name.
Heddington.
Thank you. Okay, all those in favor of accepting the resignation of Lars Heddington, of rescinding the previous action and accepting the resignation of Lars Heddington, please raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Those opposed.
Are you voting? Cliff, are you voting?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
And Cliff did not vote.
And I break the tie
you
with.
Cliff did not vote.
Cliff did not vote.
Two-thirds to rescind, Ted. You know that. Was it passed or not?
We don't have a motion on the floor.
The vote was taken. Hey, Ted,
Motion required a two-thirds and it did not pass.
Okay,
is there any further? All those in favor, we have three dates, November 15th, 17th, and 19th, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. All those in favor of holding the trial of Robert Mark.
That's not what the motion says on the agenda. It says the 11th, 16th, and 17th, I believe.
And what
day did they want? The 11th,
16th.
How's that?
Excuse me. Robert, what date did you not want it to be? What date did you not want it to be? Without objection, we're going to divide it between one and the other, either Friday the 17th at 7 p.m. or Saturday the 18th at 7 p.m.
Friday.
Okay, all those in favor of Friday, November the 17th, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Those opposed or prefer the 18th.
Did you get it?
12. That motion passes.
So that's Friday the 17th.
Friday the 17th.
At 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m.
We need to determine what kind of preference they want for their oath.
Seeing no further business tonight.
What kind of preference do they have for their oath?
Casey,
I'm going to the car.